welcome everybody to Humo Would You Rather, the program where we, Rachel and I, attempt to gross each other out. She hasn't been able to really get me yet. She hasn't really come up with anything that could really knock me over. But
I don't know if anything could. I really don't know if it's possible.
I've seen some really fucked up shit.
I have to dig in the depths of my soul, and I haven't in my decrepit, and I haven't had the chance to do that yet.
And I
am gonna get you though.
I wrote a novel where there's a passage in this book where a man is forced to eat his own hand, and I describe it in medical terms down to the bone. So yep. I can.
Yeah. So it's gonna be hard.
Graphic detail. Yeah.
And I worked in a laboratory and saw a lot of gross shit. So.
Oh yeah, such as like diseased.
Body. Literally gross shit. Yeah. Like actual shit.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, like feces and sputum. Which that was the one thing I couldn't handle. I could handle worms and pieces of scrotum and all that. I couldn't do loogies. I have a gag reflex with other people's spit.
And to think there must be like part of medical school where you're staring at a petri dish filled with some kind of bodily substance and you have to like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in microbiology, you actually... So when you grow the organism, part of it is you actually have to smell it.
Yeah.
To describe it. So I'm going to start this out by burning some sage because I know that you're about to ruin my life. So I'm gonna sage myself right now. Just
ward off the demons.
Yep. All right. So, all right. Saged. Thank you. Morgan's gonna wreck me. All right. Here we go.
Perf. All right. Well, speaking of, then I guess I'll take the first dive. Would you rather be burned alive or suffer the death by 1,000 cuts?
Wow. I think my biggest fear is being burned alive, but I think that might be quicker.
Quicker, yeah.
But I don't know but I think they're going to be equally as painful. How deep are the cuts? That's my one question. How deep are the cuts?
Well, if there's 1,000 cuts, I imagine some of them are superficial since they're going to be cutting maybe to the bone or something.
And then some of them are No, I'm doing burning alive.
You do the burning? Well, yep. With the burning, at least, it'll get to the point where it's like your nervous system can only take so much pain.
It's going to shut down.
Yeah, it just shuts down. You'll pass out, and then you'll just die.
Yep.
Whereas the death of 1,000 cuts, you're going to bleed a lot, and it's going to sting, and you're probably going to start to sweat, and the sweat will pour into the wounds.
Oh, God. You think about that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so long. It's so long, and you don't know what's coming next. No. I'll just burn. That's the only time I think in my life I would choose burning.
Yeah, you go for the burning. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'd go for the cuts myself.
Why?
Well, I mean, like I said, some of it's just going to your bones, and so you're probably going to bleed out pretty quickly, and you're probably.
But what if you don't? What if they save the very last 200 cuts? So you have to deal with the 800 that are non-superficial or superficial rather. And then you have to deal with that's a lot of torture, dude.
Well, it is malicious. Yeah. I think the Romans invented that one. That was a torture.
Sounds about right.
Well, Romans invented the idea of men cutting their hair short because that they thought, well, you know, if you're fighting a guy and he has long hair, you can pull his hair. That'll hurt. So that's why they started cutting their hair short.
Which brings up a point. People who are fighting in any way, shape, or form in a movie or doing anything physical, like girls who have their hair down, they're like exercising. No, that's not realistic. You do not exercise with your hair down. I can barely live with my hair down, first of all, because it's too hot. And if you're fighting or anything like that, it's in the way. So y'all are just trying to show out, look cute. You look stupid. Put your freaking hair up.
And they're not usually wearing bikinis on top of all that.
No. At the beach, and even at the beach, it's too hot. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And if you're sweating and you got your hair sticking to your skin,
your that's back, ugh, it's just hot. It's hot.
All right. So what's your first story or your first would you rather?
I am dedicating my first would you rather to Florida. And I thought about it, and I actually have a little prop when I ask you this question. So the question is, would you rather be attacked and eaten by an alligator or swallowed whole and eaten by a python? And I bought this at a Ren Faire many, many years ago, and it's an actual alligator head that this guy, like,
that's real.
Turns, yeah, and he turns it into, like, a dragon. He puts these things on it, but yeah, it's a totally real alligator head that goes on my wall because I'm that kind of a girl.
Well, the way that alligators kill you is that they do the death roll where you're in the water and they spin around and around till you drown. So whereas, you know, snake bites you and it takes a while for the venom to kill you.
Well, no, pythons don't bite. They swallow you whole.
Oh, well.
So you would literally be swallowed whole like a mouse, and then you could be alive in the python.
But I'm wondering, how is it that the python's able to do that to me? Am I unconscious or something? Or?
No, they literally, I mean, you can Google, it's happened. They
so like open maybe
their jaw, and then they just swallow you.
So like maybe they can.
Because they constrict you.
Yeah.
And then put you inside their stomach.
Oh, so maybe like one sneaks in the house and does that or something.
Or you're in the Everglades.
Yeah. That's a dangerous place, right? Is that mostly swamp and forest?
It's all swamp.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, I guess. Well, the python, I think, kind of draws it out a long time. Whereas the alligator, I think that's quicker. I think that's a quicker death. So you drown, and so I guess I'd go for the gator. So
that is a very Canadian answer of you.
Oh yeah, since I
because here's what all my Floridians are gonna say. I hope we're definitely choosing the python, because as soon as we get in that stomach, we're pulling out our freaking pocket knife that we have carrying around at all times and slicing our shit out of there. Cause you're not dead. You're swallowed whole.
Oh, so that option exists then.
No, that's what they do. Like, yeah. You might be constricted. I mean, they might constrict you till you can't breathe and then eat you, but there is a possibility that you may be still alive when you're ingested. Well, I'm going to go with that.
All right. Yeah. I guess I go with the python then. And I do have a Swiss Army knife. So that might help, you know. I don't know if it would help with the alligator at all. Probably not.
Probably not, because when they get in that, when you're in the water, you don't have any control. You don't have any control. That death rolls, you're done.
Well,
but it could be quick.
If I make it to Florida, you gotta take me to some pond.
Oh, I'm taking 100. You're going air boating.
Yeah.
You're going in the Everglades. You're gonna go deep in the woods. You're going to go, I'm going to ruin your life.
I want to go to one of those like ponds or rivers at night where you shine a light and you see the gator eyes looking back at you.
We did that just on Saturday night, actually.
Saturday night?
Yeah, my friend lives in a preserve and we heard the gators. And we were telling the boys to be real quiet so they could listen. And they make this really guttural sound. And we flashed light over there and you could see the eyes. It was fun.
Oh, wow. Have you seen a panther in the wild?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Yep.
All right. So,
So we're going with python.
Yep. All right. My next one is, would you rather be buried alive at a depth of 50 feet, kind of like The Bride and Kill Bill, but much deeper? You're not in a coffin either. You're just in the dirt. Or walking along the beams of a building in construction, and it's like 50 stories up, and the beams are slick with oil.
Buried.
You go with the buried? Yeah.
I have those are both two of my biggest fears. I'm very claustrophobic and I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah.
Oof. But my initial reaction is I couldn't be on this. On this slippery thing, I would panic and definitely die. So being underground, I might have a chance. I don't
even know if there's a technique for walking on slippery surfaces.
No, it's just death.
You just go for like, you don't ever shuffle your feet. You just kind of.
I couldn't do it.
Jaunty way. Yeah. Yeah. I'd go. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd probably pass out from being that high up. So
I would die.
I guess you could probably dig yourself out of being buried to 50 feet.
I'd feel better about it. Yeah.
Yeah. The dirt would still be soft, I guess. So, yeah.
Let's go with that.
All right. What's your next
thought one? Of being that high freaks me out. Okay. This is a submission from one of our lovely listeners, Jamie Lynn. I adore her, by the way. She submitted three really good ones, which I'm using them all because I like them.
Yeah.
One I altered a tad bit, but I'm sure she won't mind. So thank you, Jamie. Heart. Energy tree. Would you rather get a paper cut every time you turn a page of anything or bite your tongue every time you eat?
I'd go with the paper cuts because I could just get a pair of gloves and read with those. Whereas, yeah, to bite your – I'm an epileptic, and every time you have a seizure, you bite your tongue. Yeah, it was especially bad during the first few times. Like, I had to eat nothing but yogurt for a day or two.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd have to go. Well, on the other hand, I guess that's a good way to lose weight, isn't it? Having pain, you know.
So, God, I hate it. It's the worst. Mouth pain is, like, the worst, though.
Yeah. And don't you feel kind of stupid, too? Like, I thought I got the hang of this eating thing.
You're just eating a chip. I'm like, oh, cool. I just bit. That blood is pouring out of my mouth. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I just was eating chips. For Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the biting lip, too, though. I'm sorry, paper cuts, because I already deal with them. Just put a Band-Aid on and move on.
Yep. All right, my next one is, would you rather be struck by lightning or have molten lava poured on your foot?
Oof. I think be struck by lightning.
Yeah, me too.
Because you can survive.
Yeah.
It's quicker. It might knock you out. Very possible here because we live in the lightning capital of the world.
Is that right?
That is a legitimate. Google it.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Oh.
It's insanity, the amount of lightning. So yeah, I'm gonna go with that because the molten lava on my foot is gonna burn. That's gonna be excruciating pain.
I was watching a video. It was shot in Hawaii, and of course they have volcanoes there going off pretty consistently. And there's this thing that happens. They have a name for it. I can't remember what the name is, but it's like a little pop of lava that flies in the air. And if you're very unlucky, it'll land on your leg or something.
Oh, great.
It just burns right through the bone.
Oh, can you imagine like a little plop of lava lands on your face? Like, oh, cool. Like a bee sting. It's a freaking piece of lava. So then your flesh just falls off.
Yeah, volcanoes are fascinating, but if it's erupting, you got to get your stupid ass.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm so good.
Amazing thing about being struck by lightning, I saw a bunch of pictures of people who have experienced that. They had these scars on their backs and their chests, and the scars look like lightning. That was the interesting thing about it. They had these like pink-shaped scars that look like lightning.
I'm changing it. Chill.
Yeah, we look kind of creepy standing there behind some stairs, you know.
Hang on, I don't know what happened. I really don't.
Ooh, look
don't
at that.
Don't do that. I just want to poke you and I can't. Can you get out of this mode, please?
I'm not in it. I didn't pull it up.
I just want to not do it. My computer hates me. Oh, there we go. Is it gone now?
Well, it's just me in it now.
Oh, great. There we go. We're good.
Oh, okay. So
this is why Rachel shouldn't handle technology.
Okay, so next up is
you. No, I've messed you up. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Are you, next up is you. And
no,
what
I did
is
the paper cut. Wait,
no, no I, you but I just lava. Did that. Yeah, did that one, yeah.
Okay, this is also Jamie Lynn's. I changed it up a tad. Ugh. Ugh. Would you rather wear used underwear from a stranger every day, forever, or brush your teeth with a used toothbrush from a stranger every day? Right?
Well, I guess I wouldn't mind wearing like a woman's underwear.
No, nope, it's got to be man's.
It has to be a man's underwear.
Yep.
Ugh. And so like it's a different used pair every day?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Well, I hope it's not a hobo or something like that.
Well, I'm going with both. So both, it's different used toothbrush and or underpants. Or underpants.
Well, I'll go with the underpants because I can take them off when I get home, I guess. I mean, is the rule that I have to...
Yeah, but you only have to brush your teeth twice a day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess...
Cleanse that.
You can rinse the brush. You could put it in boiling water, I guess. But there's no rule about that, right?
Okay, let's say we can't wash them. Because obviously, yeah, we can't wash them.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a better idea because ultimately... I can cheat by swishing with Listerine or something. And yep. Also, I mean,
I don't want anybody's like funk on my nether regions.
Yeah. I mean,
we could get yeast infections.
Yeah, that's true. And this person doesn't mean necessarily that they have gingivitis or anything like that.
Right.
So they may have a perfect clean bill of dental health. So that's possible. So I guess, yeah, I'll go with the toothbrush.
Okay, I'm also going with the toothbrush.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so next one is, would you rather walk in on your parents having sex or have your parents walk in on you having sex?
Ugh. Well, does it count if I already did that, like when I was really young?
Well, I guess since you know.
Yeah, I would not want. I think, both are so cringeworthy right now.
Well, I assume
Jesus, so cringeworthy.
Well, I mean, if you were in the middle of the act and they walked in, I assume they would get right the fuck out, right? I'm sure they would.
I think I would rather them walk in on me than me walking on them.
Yeah.
Because that would be mentally probably harming for me. So it would be harming if they walked in on me, but less harming to me walking in on them. So if I had to choose, I would say I would have them walking on me.
Yeah, I guess. I guess
then they would be traumatized.
Yeah, I guess I'd rather be walked in on because they would also know. Yep, time to stay the fuck out.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, you learn. Look at that smile.
Well, I'm not allowed. I'm not loud during the act. I'll put it that way. I'm not screaming or knocking bed. I don't have a bedpost, so there's no bedpost to knock against the wall. So I make pretty minimal. So the likelihood of having people walk in is actually kind of high as far as I'm concerned. But,
I lock a door.
All right. So what's your next one?
This is my last one from Jamie Lynn. And I literally cannot answer this question, so you're having to answer it first. Also, you're gross, Jamie, but I love you, like with all of my depths of my heart. Would you rather eat someone else's vomit or someone else's feces?
Vomit.
Why? Because
I find whenever I puke, for some reason, it tastes like tomato skins half the time. Whereas feces, there's no other way to interpret that. That's just one terrible taste.
Fucking tomato skins.
Yeah, that's what I find. So yeah, neither option is attractive, but yeah, I'd go with the puke. And also, if you eat the feces, you'll end up puking anyway.
Fair point. I think I'd rather kill myself.
Well, just kill yourself, yeah. Just hand me a gun.
Vomit, like, unless it's children's, like, milk vomit, which is not cute at all, but it's tolerable. But human-grown adult vomit will immediately induce a vomiting reaction to me because it's like I said in the lab, I could handle the stool specimens. I could not handle the sputum. Mm. It's a gag. It's an immediate gag reflex. So I'm thinking if I had to take a taste of one of the two, I'm choosing feces. I don't know why. That's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't want to say that on camera. Can I choose the kind of vomit it is? Can it just be like hungover, like out, like?
I don't know if it ever.
Liquor vomit, like no food. If there's food particles, I'm going with shit. If it's liquor, just liquid, I'll go vomit.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it really matters because I like popcorn. I like popcorn a lot, but I got a stomach flu once and I was eating a lot of popcorn at the time. And the fact that popcorn was coming up didn't improve it at all. It was just puke is puke. That's what I've discovered.
No, there's no. You're incorrect. There are lots of different kinds of puke, for sure.
Oh, there is. But I'm saying, like, taste-wise, it just, I don't know, it has a way of tasting. Because, I mean, it's acidic. It's your stomach acid. It's bile.
It's bile. Yeah, yeah, it's bile.
It breaks down flavors, so.
Yeah. Ugh, God.
Okay. My next one is, this is just kind of stupid, but would you rather burp butterflies or fart glitter?
Burp butterflies.
Yeah,
if I had to choose, I would actually burp glitter, but I'll burp butterflies.
Yeah, I'd go with that one because you know you could just kind of sneak it, like kind of do it off to the side, and then people
are amazing.
The butterflies.
Yeah.
So they're so distracted by the butterflies. You'd be like, yeah.
You're so cool.
Yeah. So yeah, I'd go with.
I mean, glitter coming out of my ass would be epic.
And coming down your pant leg.
And everyone knew, you know. I'd rather have like, yeah, that'd be a cool, dope effect. Like you're just high.
Yeah.
And then butterflies come out.
Whereas with the glitter, you know how much you'd be vacuuming.
Oh, good point. We are not. That's it. Mind made up, 100%. If there ever was.
Do you have a lot of carpeting in your home?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
I rent, and yes. There's a
fucking like wall-to-wall carpet?
Yeah, pretty much. And I have a really big hairy cat that leaves enough shit for me to deal with, so I don't want any glitter.
Yeah, okay. So what's your next one?
Oh, this one's really tough, too. Okay. Would you rather eat a chunk of someone else's hair or drink a glass of someone else's sweat? I'm going to vomit thinking about this. Where is my vomit bag?
Do I get to close my eyes while I'm drinking the sweat? Yeah. Pretend it's seawater or something. Yeah. Yeah, I would do that. I'd rather do the sweat because I think our bodies are actually designed to reject hair. Like if you've ever accidentally got one in your mouth,
yeah,
like your gag reflex reacts against it. So to swallow it would be really, really hard.
I'm going to have to do sweat too.
Yeah, you probably start puking with the.
I'm literally going to gag thinking about it. You know, although if I could choose whose sweat it was, that might change a little bit.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead.
What do you mean, like your
sweat? You know, if it were like Chris Hemsworth sweat, then I'm fucking totally downing that shit.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, the next one.
Jason Momoa. Sorry.
Jason Momoa's sweat.
Yeah.
All right, my next one is, would you rather clog the toilet on a first date or first day at a new job?
First day at a new job.
Yeah, I'd go for that one too.
Set a precedent.
Hopefully,
I feel like I'm here.
Hopefully they don't have a company plumber coming in and talking about it.
I'm like, sorry, y'all need to work on your plumbing because it's just not acceptable and I'm going to have to find a new job.
These pipes are too small. Yeah.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is all your fault, not my fault.
Yeah.
Right. Not on a first date. There would never be another date. I'd be too embarrassed.
Yeah, you'd have to leave through the window, I guess.
Yeah. What about you?
I would, I'd have to go with a new job too.
Yeah.
We all have those times in our life where maybe we're not getting enough fiber or produce or,
I have bad stomach issues, so.
Yeah.
A lot.
All right. So what's your next one?
Would you rather be killed by guillotine or beheading by sword? And this is a submission from my friend Vanessa. Thank you, Vanessa, so much. She's a weirdo just like me.
I would go for the guillotine because it's so heavy.
Sorry, it's a guillotine. I should have known. Yeah, I know
it's guillotine. So those things are pretty reliable. It's very heavy. And it always does the job, whereas if it's a guy with a sword,
you don't know how heavy he's going to strike.
Yeah, so what if he doesn't hit hard enough to knock your head off right away?
It's kind of a badass way to go, though. Like, badass. Like, you're beheaded by it, you know what I'm saying? So if your legacy, like, oh, he's beheaded by a sword.
But, I mean, you know, getting through the bone, that's not easy, right?
No. So yeah, I'd have to go with guillotine as well.
Yeah, so... Yeah, go with guillotine.
It depends on, like, the circumstances in which I was dying. So if I was, like, really trying to show off and be a badass and, like, I was pissed, I might go with a beheading just to, like, prove a point. Otherwise, I'll go with guillotine.
Yeah, like, turn around and say, fuck you one last time.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, God, I am on point tonight, aren't I? I had a fun day.
Oh, what happened? What was fun today?
Oh, no, you wasn't fun. It was just you saying that to be ironic. Okay. I was being a sarcastic bitch.
Oh, okay. So in the same context of 10,000 spoons when you need a knife, that kind of ironic. Alanis Morissette's definition
10,000 spoons and all you need is a knife. Yes.
Yeah. An English professor. Actually, he proved that there are no ironies in that song. He just said it's a series of bummers.
Yep.
Okay, so my next one. This one's not shocking or disgusting, but it is a dilemma. Would you rather have an intelligent partner or good-looking partner? So gorgeous and fucking stump dumb.
Nope.
Or really intelligent person.
Intelligent.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Yep. I've done that. The other thing, never long for long term, but dated, and I was immediately turned off. Understood. If you can't hold a conversation with me, I'm out.
Yeah, I guess maybe they have these expectations like, well, I look this way, so women's are just going to want to sleep with me. They don't want to talk to me, and then you're just wrong.
Yep. We're talking about working out or whatever the hell else it
is. Right. Like,
okay, yeah, no, don't care. There's a frog outside my house right now making a lot of noise.
Oh. Well, I mean, I've met women who are really good looking but have nothing to talk about, so I also find that to be a chore to try to talk to them. So I'd go with the intelligent partner soon. Instead. She can always get a makeover.
There you go. What was that old movie that we liked? The little teeny bopper movie with Freddie Prinze Jr.
I don't know.
She's all that.
Oh, she's all that?
Yeah, that was a cute movie.
Was it Jenny Jones who had the show where people are constantly getting makeovers?
I think so. God, Jenny Jones, that was a long time ago.
That show went through all these crazy phases. Like,
you're aging us real bad.
My roommate dresses too sexy. My sister.
Yes. Yes.
One. And the makeovers. So, yeah. It's like someone brings their dad on. Oh, he's such a great dad. But it's like they're also saying, but he dresses like a slob. Yeah, that's.
Nice. Yeah.
And
such a douche move.
But I have to say, they worked some miracles. Like, there were people on. I thought, no way. They can't do anything for this girl. And I don't know. Some of those gay guys, they really know what they're doing.
Dude. It was incredible. I was like, holy hell. Yeah, I know. God, Jenny Jones, we're old as hell.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, right, what's your next one?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather be crucified on a cross or bound on the ground and eaten by insects? That was all me.
You know, I think, well, the kind of insects that would eat you would be like fire ants, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I guess.
Or any other kind of.
I would actually go with that, because with the crucifixion thing, they could leave you there for a very long time. And you.
That is correct.
Away. Yep. And.
But what's more painful?
Well, fire ants, that would definitely be pretty painful.
You know how painful that would be?
Yeah.
To have like hundreds and thousands of fire ants biting you, that would be like, you'd probably go into shock, actually.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because of their little venom.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
God. But hanging.
It wouldn't take so long, yeah.
You'd be there, and then you have birds might come, still wildlife might come get at you, but you're literally nailed to a cross. Oh God, that's really hard. I don't know.
Well, you didn't specify what kind of insects, so maybe a black widow spider will come around and put you out of your misery too.
Well, like normal insects. I mean, yeah. Ants are going to come first.
Oh, do you, are there black widow spiders in Florida?
There are, but there's more brown recluse where we are. Yeah.
Yeah. I think in Arizona, like they say, when you put your shoes on, you got to shake them because a black widow spider could be inside. Though, well, I mean, I don't think
brown recluse ones.
I don't think death is assured, but yeah, you're gonna have to take a trip to the hospital if one of those gets you.
Well, my aunt got bit by a brown recluse, and it gets infected, and what it starts doing, it starts eating your flesh. So she had to go, like, her whole leg literally looked like an open wound, because it starts spreading and eating your flesh.
Oh man,
it's real crazy. So you have to go in and get like a bunch of antibiotics, and they have to.
They save her leg.
Skin grafts. Yeah, mm-hmm, they did.
Skin grafts. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
All right. So my next one, or was it? Yeah, this is my next one.
No, it's you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would you rather smell like cheese, which has been left in the sun, so the Florida sun of today? Or hamster cage, which hasn't been cleaned for a fortnight.
What kind of cheese?
Let's say blue cheese. Isn't that the one you don't like?
Or? Yes.
Yeah.
Hamster cage.
Okay. You'd rather smell like piss, I guess, basically. Or?
Well, there's a tone of cedar in there, so I'm going to go with the hamster cage.
Oh, okay. Well, then again, I mean, cheese.
Nope.
Isn't cheese kind of rotten? Isn't that what it is?
It smells like dirty old man balls.
Yeah.
And socks. I'm not, no. I'd rather deal with a little hint of cedar and urine.
Yeah, I guess I'd go with the hamster thing too. Fun fact about hamsters is, it's funny, this guy, I saw this
they
meme.
They die really quick?
Yeah, they do. This meme, this guy created a meme where he said, where the fuck do hamsters live outside of pet stores? Well.
No shit!
They live in, they come from. Well, Afghanistan is one country where they live in the wild. And I found
really?
Out. Yeah. And if you're thinking about getting a hamster, don't do the thing a lot of people with dogs or cats where they're like, well, I'll get two of them. And that way, if I leave them alone, they can kill each other. Yeah. Hamsters hate living with other hamsters. You can breed them, but you have to take one of them out as soon as they breed, because otherwise they'll get into a fight. And they'll fight to the death like tigers do.
That happened. So, that happened to me.
Oh, really? So you watched them?
Well, it was okay. I'm not going to get into the whole last story, but me and my ex had dwarf hamsters.
Yeah.
They were Tut and Titi.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that they would mate and have a bunch of babies. So we looked in the cage one day. There was a bunch of tiny little jelly beans. So we had like a bunch of tiny mini hamsters, and then like we took them to the pet store, and then they bred again, and then Tut killed Titi, and then we had another one which killed another one. It was a horrible, horrible situation. So I just wouldn't recommend doing that. We learned a hard way, but the little tiny hamsters that were like this big were really cute for a minute.
Yeah. So, I mean,
yeah, but it was like murder. It was flat out hamster murder.
Oh yeah. They do not like to share their living space.
No, it was really bad. It was really, really, traumatizing.
Okay. What was your next one?
Would you rather spend a year in a psychiatric hospital for the criminally insane or a year in a hard max prison?
I choose a psychiatric hospital. There's a documentary I really like called Out of Sight, Out of Mind, the Brockville Psych. It's a place located, several miles from here in a town called Brockville. It's a really good documentary about a psych ward where everyone who lives there has been violent on the outside, but there have been murders and violence in the ward. And the patients are good most of the time, but I think you can live there without being attacked too much. So I would stay there, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think we've had a previous question that kind of was somewhat similar. And I think the psychiatric, for me, the mental factor of being in the psychiatric hospital would fuck me up more than being in the prison. I think the prison, I'd either sink or swim. And I know I'd probably die, guys, but I'm my little lioness fierceness inside me thinks that maybe there's some way that I could try to find a way to survive that and grow from it.
So you,
the mental hospital would probably take me down.
Really?
Surprised. One of my biggest fears, I don't know if I should say this on camera, is losing my mind and not knowing that it's happened.
Well, you might not realize it in a cycle.
But that's terrifying.
Yeah, because everyone around you is crazier than you. And,
that's terrifying. It's a terrifying thought for me.
You might get to a point where you think like maybe there's some kind of weird behavior. Normally you wouldn't do it because you wouldn't want anyone to think you're crazy. But
right.
You're surrounded by people who are doing much crazier things than you. So you're
I overthink everything. So I would overthink all the crazy people around me and it would probably drive me eventually crazy.
Yeah, it's the power of groupthink. If you're surrounded by people behaving a certain way.
Exactly.
It's like the psychology behind riots. People, once a certain amount of people start, you know, burning things or breaking things, eventually everyone else thinks, well, you know, martial law now. We can do it.
Well, I mean, stop all of in us. That kind of a situation, I would choose being a good person, but if forced to be around psychotic people for a year, I don't think it would do well for me.
Well, most of the time they're not.
It wouldn't do well for me being in prison either, but I think it would make me harder and therefore.
Yeah. Well, most of the time they're not violent. They're just
crazy.
They're just out of touch with reality. They're not.
That scares me. That terrifies me.
Most of the people who are actually violent, they have either borderline personality disorder or they're bipolar. So when they're angry, they can't control it. But if someone else does that and you just walk away, and unlike.
But it's not the violence that scares me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But it's like in a prison, there are lots of blind spots so people can be killed. Whereas in a psych ward, there's so many cameras. And they have people watching at all times. So if violence erupts, they can attend to it immediately.
You know what? Good question. So how can they have cameras in mental facilities because of HIPAA? They can't have the Health Privacy Act. So
maybe we don't have that here.
Okay, so in hospitals, like my father was just in a hospital not like a couple weeks ago, and his wallet went missing. And so I went in there, and I work in medical, I have my whole life, and I'm like, aren't there cameras? And they're like, HIPAA. I go, oh shit, I'm so stupid. Of course there's not cameras in here. You can't have cameras in a hospital because of HIPAA. It's the Health Privacy Act. You cannot. It's personal health information, so you cannot be filmed. Nothing can be told. So I'm like, I don't think there's cameras in mental health institutions. I guarantee you it's a HIPAA violation.
Well, I mean, it certainly wouldn't be legal to have cameras in a washroom. But yeah, I mean, in this documentary I was telling you about, they have them set up in every hallway so they can watch what the patients are up to.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a patient in this documentary who, she, it's funny because they said the females are the most violent too. And this one patient, she...
I love how you always try to go say this. I'm calling bullshit.
Well, there's a girl in the documentary, and she admitted it. She punched holes in the fucking walls.
Women are not more violent than men
situations. They said men were more violent on the outside because there was a guy who was schizophrenic. He murdered his mother. But the women, they say, are violent on the inside. And this woman, she punched holes in the walls. They've had to, like, pile on top of her and inject her with, like, sedatives. And she's just – and she admitted it. You know, she's a wild animal, you know.
I'm going to do some research on this, and I'll come back to you with a dissertation on what gender is more violent in captivity.
Well, I'll send you a link for that documentary. You can watch it.
I will watch the documentary, and then I will do my own studies. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
I'm such a pain in the ass.
Or like I told you, if women are 40 times more likely to be sexually assaulted in a women's prison than on
the... You said that. Yeah. I know, but I mean, that could be true, but...
Well, you've never known... Not about the violence. You've never known an evil woman in your life? You've never known a violent woman?
Of course. Yeah. Very close to me.
You ever heard a woman say she hangs out with guys because there's less drama?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not me though, because I have some good girlfriends right now.
Oh, so. I see. Okay. So what was
what you got?
Was it you?
Mine was a psychiatric hospital
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So mine is: would you rather accidentally send a naughty picture to your dad or your boss?
Boss.
To the boss, really?
My boss knows she's equally as awesome as me, and she would laugh at it and be like, "Rachel, what the fuck are you doing?"
Oh, okay.
And make it a joke.
Not everyone has a boss like that.
Oh, no, my boss is amazing. I literally have the best boss I've ever had in my entire life. I'm very thankful.
Well, yeah, I mean...
She doesn't listen to this, but if she did, I love you, boss.
Well, I definitely wouldn't want a naughty picture sent to my dad, not that I have any contact with him. As far as... Well, I am my own boss, but I guess when I did have a boss, I certainly wouldn't have wanted him to see it, so... With my dad, I would just say, sorry, you know, didn't mean to send that to you. But him, I don't know, that would have been weird, you know?
Yeah.
A guy with another guy.
That'd be weird, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I have such a great relationship with my, like, we're friends. Like, I respect this woman a lot. She's done a lot for me. I respect her. We joke around. We're very, very similar. And she would make fun of me for the rest of my life and laugh at it. And it would be great. Actually, it'd be quite funny. So,
okay.
I'll definitely go with that.
All right. What's yours next one?
I have one more for some reason, cause I have number 8 and I don't have it filled in. So I don't know if I deleted it or I didn't have one. I can find another one off the cuff, but, would you rather be forced? Okay. So you're forced to do this to a person. You have to either give someone a lobotomy while they're awake or cut off their leg at the knee while they're awake.
Well, I guess it would be easier to do the leg, whereas with the brain, you're cutting it. You have to cut out a very specific part. I mean, unless that's not the deal. If you're just supposed to cut out a random part of the brain.
No, you have to give, like, do the specific.
Yeah, because I like, don't.
Okay, yeah, but what if you had, okay, I'll give you, you have a medical book with instruction, but you don't, that's it. You can just read it as you go.
Well, I mean, I guess ultimately I'm going to be forgiven for the leg. They can find ways to get around after that. Whereas with the brain, I mean, you're pretty much, I don't know if you're exactly brain dead after a lobotomy, but you're not very functional. You're almost a vegetable.
Yeah.
Like there's a story about how the Kennedys, I think it was Kathleen Kennedy, She started like messing around with boys when she was a teenager, and they decide, oh, well, here's a way to deal with that. We'll lobotomize her. So,
yeah,
not good.
Oh, you're fucking up. You're being annoying and talking too much. We're gonna give you a lobotomy.
Yeah, right.
Yep. You need a lobotomy. You need a lobotomy. You need a lobotomy. I'm gonna go with a leg too.
Yeah. All right. My last one is, Would you rather share a bed with a walrus or an eel?
A walrus. Well.
Well, the thing about the eel is, I guess we have to
presume. Is it an electric eel?
Well, you know what?
Or a regular eel.
I was just thinking, like, this is a fish, right? It can't live out of water, can it? Do you know?
It can't. It needs water. But there are electric eels, and so if they touch you, then you're being electrocuted. And then there are regular eels, and they're just kind of slimy, and they're it's a snake. It's a water snake, essentially.
Well, I guess
kind of.
I guess this is a bed with fucking water in it.
But walruses are huge, and if they roll over on you,
yeah,
you're gonna die.
But you know, most animals.
But they might be cuddly.
Well, yeah, most animals, you know, they'll sleep when their owner sleeps. Except, well, cats will sometimes get up, but usually, like most animals, will sleep when their owner sleeps. So probably the walrus would sleep, whereas
yeah.
Who knows what the fucking eel is up would be up to.
Yeah, I don't trust an eel.
Yeah.
From the Little Mermaid, you know how the little eels, Slepsen and Jepsen or whatever the hell their names were, Ursula's little fucking eels.
Yeah.
That's what I think of. I'm like, oh, you're slimy little snakes and I don't trust you. I'm going to go with a walrus. Although the walrus in Alice in Wonderland ate the little oysters.
That is true. Yeah. One of the most fucked up movies I've ever seen was, it's called Tusk. Have you heard of that movie?
No.
It's the weirdest thing where this guy puts an ad in a paper saying that if someone moves into his house and lives as a walrus, he'll like pay all his expenses and everything.
Fuck.
But somehow he distorted his body and he made him into a walrus.
See, this is how you have better information than me. You watch and listen to shit like this. So well, I can't imagine what's coming across your feed.
Well, it's a fiction movie. It was a Kevin Smith film and the last, it ends with him being a walrus, and you'd have to see it to know what I mean. It is the most.
Is it creepy or like?
It's the most simultaneously hilarious and tragic thing I've ever seen. It's like, it's hilarious that he ended up that way, but it's also sad. But I have to say, that was like a really brilliant.
So thing. Not like The Fly?
No, The Fly is just tragic. But
tragic.
This is like, depending on how you look at it, it's either funny or tragic, but
okay.
Overall, like some aspects of the film are kind of weak, but yeah, the ending, it's just, I have to hand it to Kevin Smith, how he could make it funny and tragic at the same time. That's a rare ability.
I'll do the Tusk if you do Swiss Army Man.
Swiss Army, do you know if that's on Netflix?
I'm not just, I'll find it for you. You have to, it's the one I told you with Elijah Wood, where his farts got him across the ocean.
Yeah.
It's a very sentimental, ridiculous, good movie. And everyone who's watched it will agree. I know it sounds really weird, but it's actually a great movie. I'm going to send it to you so you can watch it, because I think it'd be right up your alley.
Yeah, I tend to like weird
movies. Because you're like that weird, it's emotional, but weird, but like there's a good story, and I don't know, it was cool.
I've seen a lot of weird movies in my time, like Being John Malkovich, that's a great one.
As have I.
Did you see Being John Malkovich?
Of course.
Yeah, so I like that kind of weird. So.
I mean, I have this hanging on my wall in my bedroom, so.
It's a funny thing about horror movies, because I can watch them like just sober and I'm fine. But if I watch them while stoned, I'm actually horrified.
Oh God. No, not me. I'm the exact opposite.
The opposite.
Oh yeah. I love it. Like I'll get the first, speaking of which, the Fear Street, I think I talked about that on the Fear Street movies on Netflix.
Yeah.
The different, I told you to watch them. They're the different generations. Epic. Got stoned. Watch them. Badass.
I tried watching Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3 while I was stoned.
You didn't like it?
Oh my god, this is horrible.
Oh no, you need me there to laugh.
Yeah.
Because I'd be laughing and at the campiness.
There is good humor in that movie too, where he's interviewing Zsa Zsa Gabor and he's like, one more question. Who gives a fuck what you think? And it's
for some. I love it. Also, I can then teach you how, because what I do is overanalyze the makeup effects. I'm like, that blood is so fucking fake. They could have done better. They have a budget. I can make better fake blood than that. Or like the wounds, because if I know I can make better wounds, that pisses me off. Like, you have a fucking budget for makeup. Do well, better.
That's like one of the biggest parts of a horror movie budget. You got to have all that.
Well, if you guys want to know a recipe for the best blood, Morgan asked me the other day, and I did not give it to him. I didn't, but there is a secret recipe.
You're going to hold back now, too?
I'm going to save it for the next episode.
Oh, well, they say
let's do a blood. We'll do a blood theme, and then I'll tell you.
Oh.
You know what? I'll make some, and I'll demonstrate it on camera.
Well, they
how's that?
Yeah, or that, or use cherry corn syrup. That's supposed to. I think that's.
No. This is way better.
This is better.
Way better. I'll prove it to you on the next Would You Rather. If you guys want to join us next week, I'm gonna do a little. I'll do a little zombification. I'll do a little latex, a little wound, and then I'll do my fake blood, and I will show you my fake blood on Would You Rather.
Yeah, and one thing I'm gonna look into is if we can do it live on the Facebook group, the Human
That'd
Monster.
Be great. That'd be really fun to get live feedback.
I think I can invite other people. So
I think you can do it on Insta too. But I don't know, that doing it on the live Facebook would be great. I'll figure it out. I used to do social media for Christ's sake for ZombieCon.
I'm getting really fucking sick of Instagram, actually. The goddamn
I know, it's pissing me off.
Like I was saying about the catfishes and fucking, it's the marketing where they're trying to sell
it's
you shit.
Such bullshit.
See, I don't know if women constantly get contacted by guys on there, but
yes,
but women
I delete them all.
But like women are constantly, the hello dear messages, and you know where that's going. So that's a big part of Nigeria's economy now. These guys defrauding people, people who are really depressed and looking for love.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Well, I'm going to do that next week. So my very secret blood recipe, and I'm going to do a little zombie makeup for you.
Oh, nice.
Not, I'll come with it on camera.
Someday I want to do, for Halloween, I want to dress as an incompetent surgeon. So, like, wear surgical scrubs with, like, blood all over me.
Dude, I'm listening to Dr. Death right now.
Yeah, I love that. That's a good
one. I've never listened to it. And actually, the show is out now on Peacock or some bullshit like that. Movie.
So they made a they adapted.
They made a series. It's a series, and Alec Baldwin's in it. Really? Yep, and the guy from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that doctor was fucked up. He's psychotic.
Oh, real narcissist.
Like, well, I remember this guy went in for like a basic back surgery, and the doctor deliberately disabled him. He just destroyed.
It was his best friend. It was his best friend.
Yeah.
It was his best friend.
He left a surgical sponge in someone, and I don't.
They went to high school together and played football together, and that guy was like the only guy that was his friend, and he made him a quadriplegic.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Really, I'd recommend it to anyone. The people who produced it, that was actually originally produced for FM radio, which is why it sounds so slick and everything. They had a big budget, but it's very well done. Yeah.
I wonder if we've bored everyone yet or if they like us talking. I like us talking.
Well, I think that's a mainstay of this segment.
Listen, me and I've never named him. Probably Lucifer is a good name. Me Al. And Lucifer here. Al. Hey, Al. Al's good. What up, dude?
There's a Canadian children's show. I mean, it was, it ended many decades ago, but it was called Mr. Dress Up, and there was a character called Alligator Al, and yet we don't
Alligator Al. Here he is. He's Alligator. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, I'm going to go ahead and give a RIP to Bismarcky.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of kids shows, because not only did we know Biz back in the day, because we were old and we remember him, he was on Yo Gabba Gabba, which was my kids' favorite kids show back when they were toddlers.
As a guest, and the host.
Yes, he did Biz's beat of the day. So oh, he'd come on and he would beatbox, and my kids would try to beatbox after him. And so they even knew who Bismarcky was. And it was really sad the other day when we learned that. So RIP. Sucks.
He was a very kid friendly kind of guy. I mean, aside from the song he wrote about taking a shit, but
yeah, no kidding. But hey,
and again, boys are fascinated by that too. So
of course they are. Trust me, I've had more bugs placed in my face this past week than you could possibly ever imagine.
What kind of bugs?
I had a name it. I've had worms. We had a worm farm. We had a bowl full of worms. I have lizard eggs. I have centipedes. I have frogs. Everything just big runs centipedes in my house. They're just like, I think this big.
Yeah. Yeah. They're supposed to be good for getting rid of cockroaches, apparently.
Well, I have a pest control guy for that, so I don't have any of those. Thank God.
Oh yeah, yeah. They but it's really hard with roaches because they keep adapting to the poison.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're gonna outlive the nuclear apocalypse.
Yeah, they're constantly having to upgrade all the.
I hate those fuckers. Stuff. Somebody kill them.
Yeah, you can't get rid of them. They've been found all over the planet, even in.
Kill them. Kill. We need to cure cancer. And find something that kills cockroaches indefinitely.
They're succeeding because they're adaptable, you know.
Well, let's take what they have then and use it in human beings to adapt. I need more sage now.
Well, there's a cave in Mexico where, like, there are all these bats and the ground is just
guano,
just several feet of guano. And there are cockroaches that live in it. And that's what they eat. And it's just like,
oh, they're probably untouchable.
Yeah. So I like to think that maybe bad people are reincarnated in that cave.
As yes. Like, oh, my God.
I hope you're a cockroach, and I hope you eat guano for your entire life.
I hope you live in a dark cave eating fucking bat feces. Sorry about my sage smoke.
Like, it's like some of these criminals. Like, the bat is their victim reincarnated.
In yes.
And then they're living in the shit. Yeah.
That would be fantastic. Oh, you know what we could do is just put the sage in Al's mouth like a little cigar. There we go. How's that?
Yeah, that looks. Yeah, it looks like he's smoking a cigar. Yeah.
I'm crafty.
Are you able to buy Cuban cigars in Florida, or is that taboo?
I think we are now.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't even know. I don't smoke cigars, so I don't know. Who knows? Probably. I mean, you can get them somewhere. We're in Florida.
Yeah, I suppose so.
There's
yeah.
a lot of Cubans.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Well, on that note, that's all for now. Thank you from me, Morgan Rector, and...
me, Rachel Telfor. We need a good sign-off. Let's work on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Next time.
And we welcome your suggestions as well. So
bring them. We love you. I love you, Morgan. You're the best. Rachel. I look forward to these.
All right. Take care.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.